This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The data on brand spanking new home sales come out later this morning. That's after news that sales of used houses and apartments hit the highest level since 2009. When you can sell a house more easily, you can go in search of a new job more easily. If you stay in America, it's called domestic migration. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
All right. What exactly is this idea of domestic migration?
Well, ever since the frontier, we've always been seeking a better opportunity. So when I graduated from college, went from California to New York, eventually to New Jersey, then to Minnesota. And this has provided a lot of the dynamism to the U.S. economy, has provided a lot of strength to the housing market over time. So domestic migration has a big impact on economic growth regionally and nationally.
We can move toward opportunity. But what happened to domestic migration during the Great Recession?
Well, it fell to a post-World War II low. And the reason is quite simple. The housing market. You know, people couldn't unload their place. So you're living in Wisconsin and there's an opportunity in California, but you owned a home, you couldn't unload it, maybe did a short sale, maybe a foreclosure. Another part of migration in the post-World War II era has been retirees moving from the snow belt to the sun belt. Again, they couldn't sell their home. They didn't move.
The Tuareg, the nomadic people in North Africa, they have this proverb, Chris. They say, houses are the graves of the living. You know, you get stuck sometimes with real estate. So maybe now that the Great Recession is picking up, people will move. Where to?
Well, a lot of the movement is going to the South. In the West, a lot of it is moving to Texas, where there's good job opportunities. Have you noticed the strength of the housing market in Phoenix and Las Vegas? So we're starting to see the South and the West benefiting from this domestic migration, not just foreigners coming here to the U.S., but people moving from states looking for opportunities.
But that's not the end of the story.
Oh, no, not at all. And, you know, yes, we're having the equivalent of pent-up demand, but I think a couple of years from now, we're going to look back and say, you know, Americans aren't moving as much as they used to. And there's a nuance to this story, David. You can go on the internet. You can really learn a lot about a metropolitan area before you move there.
Let me understand this. So with technology, we can do more research where we already live to see if there's new opportunity, but we could also use the internet to see if, in fact, the grass is not greener on the other side.
That's exactly right. Whereas in the old days, well, you say, all right, let's see what happens.
Chris Farrell, economics correspondent at Marketplace. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, David.